Well, I think that picks up on the two previous questions. It's absolutely essential that teachers plan it around historical thinking. You need your medium-term plan, first of all. Are you going to teach it over a number of weeks, in which case how many lessons are you going to have? Or are you going to teach it as a block of maybe three intensive days? Now, I really like that approach. Children really get involved in it and remember a lot more. In any case, you need to plan units within the theme. What are the key issues of that period? What are the things that children really need to know about? And then how long have you got during each lesson, being realistic, to teach different themes? It needs to be progressive as well, not just scattering around different aspects of the period, but progression in the content and also in what you're asking children to do. So the next thing, having sorted out your time and sequence, is to look at the learning objectives for each lesson. It's really important that they are related to the process of historical inquiry. It might be a whole unit is based on looking at sources in increasingly complex ways, or it might be looking at sources in order to create an account. And an account may be a museum display, it may be a drama where children have had to actually inquire into a place and into people and into events in order to find out and construct an account. It may be painting, it may be making a model. So having decided what your learning objectives are, what activities are you going to have related to the learning objectives in each lesson for the children to acquire them? And most importantly, because the reports also found that because teachers weren't aware of the process of historical inquiry, they weren't good at assessing history. The History for All, Ofsted report, found that some teachers don't assess at all, some assess once a term, and some once a year. And this leads you to think that they were assessing the content that was covered. And what you need to know is whether children's thinking is progressing and whether you're planning for that. You don't need to be writing things down at the end of every lesson. That's not possible. But you do need to observe what children are doing, observe what they've made or done or written, if that's what the lesson's about. Talk to them, answer their questions and ask them questions. And you can't write a note about every child at the end of a lesson. But you can note particular children who seem to have done particularly well or particular children who really haven't grasped it so that you can come back and reinforce that. So it's formative observation, which is what teachers do all the time, as long as you know what the process of inquiry are that you're assessing. Long-term detailed planning really pays off in making sure that you've planned for progression and for assessing progression in historical thinking. Having written your medium-term plan, teachers are familiar with lesson plans, but again, back to the process of inquiry, each lesson has to have a clear historical objective. It's not to do with content, it's not to do with social things or grouping or how well they behave or whether their painting was very good or how good the model is. It's to do with actually, can they discuss this source? Can they talk to others about the source, share ideas, perhaps change ideas? Can they create an account? Put it together, can they present their account to somebody else? Lots of opportunities in ICT for presenting accounts, PowerPoints and that sort of thing. So having got your clear learning objectives for each lesson, which follow on from the previous lesson, is the activity of the lesson actually going to enable the children to achieve those learning objectives? And how are you going to organise them? Are they going to be in groups working on different inquiries, or are they all going to be investigating the same inquiry? How are you going to actually organise children? I think groups enable you to cover a lot more ground because each group has a different area to investigate. And then how are you going to know at the end of that lesson what they've learnt? As I said previously, formative assessment, I really don't like the idea of sitting down at the end, a smiley face or a sad face, have you learnt it or not? That's much too crude. So during the lesson, you will get a good idea of what children are learning and who needs a bit more help.